have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True too.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
Damn. Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one for the one, mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still opportunity, my time bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, you need it. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm mind, I'm pleased. For Christ, rest of Christ, may need it. In a bird, I'm a and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, my life was a cheater. That's kind of my worst loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, the offense. So receive it, never stops. And I know I keep preaching once, I swap. I never will be this.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm mustn't use it. Bruising, approving, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleeping time, define our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch. Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in children. Graduate on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Choose through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence. Well, this morning I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I'm blasted. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of every religion, out of every
Stay focused.
Yes, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for your prayers, because we already know by the time we come up here, we are already covered. That's right, because that's how we believe over here at Elation. We love you. We thank you. Look, we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. We missed you guys right here on Beyond the Radio. We've been on this tour, and we really did need some rest. We've been going and going and going, but that's the blessing. We got strength. We keep pushing. We know when to rest. We got to use our wisdom. And we thank you for your prayers, because they are definitely working for us. So we appreciate that. We don't take it for granted. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous, the Songbird Coach Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How have you been? You know, we've been on this tour. It's been pretty tiring, but it's been worth it.
Yes. Shout out to Danville, Virginia. We were there last weekend and enjoying some amazing time with them. Learning more about Danville. You know, I've said it a couple times to people this week. Like, did you know that Danville even existed? I met a girl yesterday from Washington, D.C., and I asked her, did you know about Danville? And she was like, no, I've never heard of it before. So shout out to Danville, up and coming. Do your research on it. Shout out to Pastor Trent and his beautiful First Lady, Michelle. Did an amazing job hosting the conference. And shout out to G-Will. Of course, we're going to give G-Weezy a big shout out. But we shut it down. Had a great time in Danville. It rained the whole time, as you know, Coach David. It rained the whole entire time. But it was good. It was really, really good. So, like you said, the tour is just bringing us to it's taking us to another level. You know, it's taking us higher. I think anytime you do something like this, it really shapes you. It molds you. It helps you. It builds you. And at sometimes it can really, it can be stressful. You know, we don't want it to sound like it's all good. It can be stressful, tiring, at times discouraging. When you're going, sometimes you can feel a little fatigued. We eat on the road a lot, so you might feel an extra couple pounds heavier. But we'll bounce back and get on the right track and start eating healthy again. But most of all, we're just meeting a lot of good people, a lot of great people. I want to give a shout out to those people who are supporting us and connecting with us on social media and sharing the music. And I see you guys using them on the TikToks and the Snapchats and the stories and the reels and sharing the information of who Beyond the Fits is on a daily basis. So the week has been good. I do want to give a shout out to Jay Jordan, Pastor Jay Jordan, and his beautiful wife for inviting us in. It wasn't a part of the tour, but as you know, we still do events on the outside of the tour. And Game Changers 2022, Plandemic, took place on Saturdays all weekend, but we took part in the Saturday event, and it was a blessing just to see all those people getting blessed by our ministry as well. And just amazing. So, but right back at you, how have your week been?
It's been, I've been home here, you know, spending more time with my daughter, you know, 6 years old. You know, my other kids are adults, and it's so much a big gap because, you know, the prison time, you know, I did federal prison time, 13 years, so just having that long gap, and now just having, you know, my daughter, it's just important to me as a dad to be able to be in her presence because, you know, I wasn't able to be, you know, I was present, but not in the physical form as much as I, you know, wanted to. So this means a lot to me. So I've just been being daddy, just doing my daddy role.
I love it.
You know, it's still balancing out things, you know, because the reality is we all tour. You mentioned Danville. Shout out to Danville, Virginia. Like, they got the most churches, though, y'all. It's a nice city, and they have a lot of history, but they have the most churches. What was it, like 490-something churches?
497
churches. When you heard that number, what went through your mind, Coach Shay?
Woo! That's a lot of church. So I just thought, that's a lot of churching.
It make you, I'm going to tell you what I thought about. I'm going to be honest. Can I be honest? Men and women of God, can I be honest? Kings and queens of the world, can your boy be honest with you? Coach Shay, can I be honest?
I wouldn't see it any other way, Coach David.
The first thing I thought with all them churches, I said, boy, it must be a lot of disobedience. And what I mean is, it's like, you know how I see how people always, you know, they don't want to go to that church, so they'll get them a church. You know, it's like, I get my own church, and I see so many people trying to become pastors and have their own church because everybody, you know, rather have their own ministry because people do have a hard time following. But people don't understand the best leaders must be a great follower. It's all in your Bible. So Joseph, before he led, he followed Pharaoh. He was a follower. You know, Abraham followed under his dad, his dad, you know, that's what it's about. Jesus, he said, I'm only doing the will of my Father, the work of my Father, you know. So people don't follow as well, so they just want to go out and get their own little thing. Am I making sense?
Yes.
You are trying to go.
Yes.
Like, anybody... No. Don't nobody want to follow. Everybody want to be leaders. Go ahead, Coach.
In fact, Pastor Trent actually said that a lot of the churches that were built, they were built because of the leadership. They were just saying everybody wanted to become a pastor. Everybody wanted to have their own church. One person can do it better than the next. And so, you know, based off of the history that he's aware of, he said that's exactly how 497 churches developed in that community, in that state, or in that city, because of the fact that there were so many people who just wanted to be pastors. Somebody wanted to build their own church, and so that's exactly what they did. What I do love, and I'm just going to kind of put a positive spin on it, what he did also say is that a lot of the churches, I think you asked the question, Coach David, do the churches come together? I think it was G. Will's wife. Shout out to Nikki Faulkner. She said to him, do the churches come together at some point? And what I did enjoy hearing is that there are certain times within the year where the churches will come together. And, you know, that is really lacking. And I know that it's not our topic tonight, but because we're talking about 497 churches and one, the reality of it is a lot of the churches, even in the city of Atlanta, may not even touch or talk to one another. And they come out the same strip mall. So to know that in Danville, that there's a certain point of time where these churches will come together, and there's a number of sister churches, he says, but they come together at one point of time, and they, you know, impact the community in that way.
That's powerful. That's a powerful thing right there. Like, it's beautiful. So, Coach Shay, do you want to go ahead and get on this topic tonight? Because we got a wonderful show, and I'm ready. You know, because we can talk about the churches like the whole show because it's such a good topic. I really going to keep going, but I was like, well, let me go ahead and get on this show, go and get on the topic of the show because it's important. We all know the song, I'm coming up, boom, on the rough side. So, okay, we all coming up on the rough side of the mountain. So the thing is, when are we going to come off the rough side? Like, why do we stay on the rough side? And the Bible clearly says life and death is in the power of the tongue. With the tongue come blessings, but with this tongue come curses. And we can actually curse ourselves with our mouth instead of speaking more blessings over ourselves.
Yeah.
Koshay, do you want to expand on that?
Yeah. You know, like you said, my grandmother used to sing that song a lot. And growing up as a young kid in church, you know, I was always saying, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I used to try to sing it just like her, too. I'm coming up on the rough side. Like, she was in it. But as I grew older, I started asking myself, like, why do I want to come up on the rough side of the mountain? Especially now when technology is so big and there's so many resources in the world where we really don't have to come up on the rough side of the mountain. And I started to identify with people who were still stuck in their traditional boundaries, you know. So songs like that, when they hear it, they just like, oh, that just gets to me. But like you said, there's so much power in our tongue that we don't realize that this is possibly the reason why we stay in so much undeliverance. That's why deliverance is not happening around you because of what you're speaking. I was reading something the other day. Actually, it was one of the guests on our show, The Red Room. It was one of the guests who said that we have to watch what we speak. You know, if you go around all day long saying, I knew something bad was going to happen, something bad is going to happen today, something bad is going to happen today, and then something bad happens and you say, I knew it, well, you've been speaking it all day. And so it's the same thing with coming up on the rough side of the mountain. So you may not be physically saying, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain, but how many times have you complained about your health? How many times have you complained about the bills? How many times have you complained about no change? How many times have you complained about the people around you? And so for me, Coach David, it's those words that we don't know we're actually speaking to keep ourselves in that coming up on the rough side of the mountain mentality.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, when I came out of prison in 2015, Coach A, you know, I really dealt with a lot of things. You know, people would say, look, we got a job for you. And it was working. And shout out to all people who are giving people jobs. You know, shout out to all companies, you know, for blessing people with jobs. So I'm not acting like I wasn't grateful. But they wanted me to work at the Goodwill. And they was like, look, we got a job for you at the Goodwill. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. If it's not going to be a welding job or HVAC job. I didn't go to school in prison to get these, you know, diplomas or degrees or whatever certification to not be in the field. And it's like, well, you got to be realistic. I was like, I am being realistic. See, well, you don't get in God's way. But here's the thing. I executed the vision. Like, I wrote my vision, made it plain, and executed the vision. It was that simple. The problem is, I've learned that people come and they're so broken with life. You have somebody tell me that, you know, I'm doing too much. I've heard people tell me that, like, a lot. Like, man, you're doing too much. You need to slow down. I was like, no, I'm not doing enough. You know, it depends on your work ethic. You don't have to stay on the rough side. People, you can remain in bondage that way. You can come out of your bondage, but it's going to take you to execute it. And you can pray, but your prayer is not going to work. I'm just telling you because y'all looking for God to zap you and make you do something that you clearly have you just have to have the will and put the action in. You just have to actually do it, go forth. But you waiting for God to, like, transform your mind and you be out of control to be just by God. That's not the reality we live in, and I think it's hurting people. I think when it comes to God, you just have to have a balance because God don't get in the way of your free will. If you have a free will to have a poor mindset, that's your free will. But you also can change and grow and mature and start thinking differently. That's what we call the paradigm shift. Now you will start executing your visions. Write your vision, make it plain, but then execute it. Don't just make it plain, execute your vision. But watch for the people who cause division. Thank you, Koshe.
I wanted to actually expound a little bit on even the history of coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I think one thing that we do well here on this radio show, Coach David, is really educate the people. And so,
yes,
you know, as we were talking about this, I was just looking at kind of where did the song even generate from? Because sometimes we carry on things that we don't even know what the meanings are. And we've had those conversations on the radio show before as well, where we say things and we don't know the origin of it. And the origin can keep you also in an undelivered state. It can also keep you in bondage. And because you don't know any different, you just continue the cycle. But one thing I do know is that when we continue the cycle then it filters down to our children and our children and our children's children. So somewhere between what you learned and what you should know, like you would say, Coach David, the facts, you know, there has to be someone that kind of breaks that barrier. And so let me tell you guys, when I was doing my study on this after Coach David and I said, this is what we're going to talk about, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain started as a prayer. It wasn't even a song. It started as a prayer. I'm going to go ahead and skip down. It started in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I just want to talk about what the young man who created this song, his name was Reverend Barnes. And he was on his way to a revival. And it said that the rough side of the mountain was a prayer. It was initially a prayer because he was going to a church revival. And his car was actually messing up. And so he just said, Lord, I've had enough. And I'm paraphrasing it. You have to study it yourself. But the pastor's name is Reverend Barnes. And he said, I was going down Highway 74, and it was something wrong with the car. He said the car was slipping, it started shaking, and he really didn't know what to do. And as he was going down the road, he realized he was on a road that had no gas stations. It didn't have a mechanic anywhere near. He said and the next stores were probably about 20 miles ahead, so he thought the car was going to break down. And if I fast forward, he said, and I said, Lord, just know that I'm trying to do what I know. A lot of people are trying to do the will of God like they are sailing smooth. I'm doing the will of God, but with everything I put my hands on, sometimes something else. And like I was telling, there was two sides. There's going up on the smooth side, but he said, I feel like I keep going up on the rough side. So he acknowledged that there is a smooth side, but for some reason, even before the car trouble I had, I just feel like I keep going up on the rough side. He said, and I prayed the prayer. I got stuck in that prayer, and I don't know when the car stopped skipping. He said when I finally came to myself, he noticed that the car had stopped skipping, and it was running smooth. But he said when he got to church, he said the song stayed in his head. So he talked to his friend Janice. They both worked at a radio station, and he talked to his friend Janice and said, listen, this song is not going to come out of my head. They already had a hit song before this. But at the radio station, they started building their ministry, coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Come on, Coach David. Coming up on the rough side of the mountain. So he said, look, there's two sides. There's the smooth side, but it seems like no matter what I put my hands to, I just feel like I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain. So I wanted to give the origin of it, because even in the midst of him saying, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain, one thing that we talked about today at service, I talked about staying focused and not getting distracted, right? He was complaining about the rough side of the mountain, but as he was talking and praying to God about the rough side of the mountain, things started to smooth out. And that's what we're missing. We get so distracted with the rough side that we don't even focus on the fact that there is a smooth side. Coach David, back to you.
Yes, yes. And that's when you are really going beyond your fence.
See, yes, sir.
That's when you really start going beyond your fence. You can break free. You can come free. You can be spiritually free. But I realized coming out of prison, there are so many people in prison in their mind, and it is sad. I see it every day. I see people in prison in their mind. So many people need to be set free, and they're not. They set free in their dance. They set free in their prayer. It's a form of freedom. It appears that way, but it's not a realistic freedom. You still held in bondage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you still held on to, if you feel, you know, certain traditions. Don't you know, even the talk, people even got to have a certain talk. You know, people can't say God. They got to say God. You got to mean, you know, real majestic, you know. You got to be angelic. And I'm just saying, people learn certain ways to be because the tradition. And guess what? I fell in a traditional form myself. So I'm saying this from experience, because I want people to become free. You're supposed to follow the directions, follow the guidelines. You're supposed to be obedient. Why? Because, behold, obedience is better than sacrifice. I get it. But at the same time, you're coming in because you have a motive to grow. Understand, you came to church. You became saved. Why? You was already broken, right? Now it's time to mature. It's time to advance. When you read the Bible, every king, patriarch, preacher, friend, they grew. They grew. They did not stand and continue to be in bondage the whole time. Everybody was set free. When you come in, you got to be understanding. You got to change your character, your mindset, and elevate. And God gave you a thing called common sense. And that means be responsible.
Yeah.
Have the power to dictate the outcome of your 24 hours. You can look at too much TV. Not saying don't look at any TV, but sometimes you can spend your time and you wasting time when you could be being productive somewhere else. That's all I'm saying. Have some balance. We got a couple of minutes. Coach, do you have anything on that? Because we got to go to a music break in 2 minutes.
No, I think you said it all, Coach David. Whatever I have to say, it can wait until after the music break.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you know, we say these things because we love everyone. We really want people to be educated. We're not here to put no one down. Only person I can put down is who I used to be. I put that person down to give myself confidence, to let me know that I am a better person than I was. I'm thankful every day. But that you got to realize we all dealing with that person that's still there.
Yeah.
You just maintain that person. Because you know you're capable. So that's the blessing. We want you to come out of your bondage. With that being said, where the music at?
Where the music at?
There's so many times in life Do you question what God has for you?
You
know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day, I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see in me,
you saw a masterpiece.
Growing up in this cold, cold world, walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
But
you gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave
me everything. Everything.
Whoa.
You gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
My mama worked so many jobs just to make ends meet. Had a good meal to eat. Always thought we had it made by the clothes we wore. But she just kept on pushing us. She knew that there was so much in store. 17 with two babies, babies. Living had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sang. I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
Lord, but you.
I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
It's happiness. What more can I ask for? It's only you.
You gave me love.
So
love.
I can show it's you. There's none like Jesus. It's only you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio with your host, your main man, David Benton, Coach David, that is, and I'm your co-host, Coach Shay, and we are in the building. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, Miss Amanili, DB Jr., who just came out with his new single, Old Age. Go ahead and cop that on all digital outlets, and G Will, G Weezy is what I call him. You know what it is. And the two songs that you heard were both by Beyond the Fence artists. The first one is by yours truly, Shay Samuels. That song was entitled About Me, featuring G Will. And the second one was It's Only You by Alma E. Neely. We do want to give a great big shout out really quickly to our sponsors. Shout out to Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are looking for a voiceover, we want you guys to make sure you connect with her at www.paulagvoice.com or www.paula@paulagvoice.com. And we do want to give a special shout out to her. She is helping a friend who is in need and has been doing so. So make sure you guys keep her in prayer. Also, we cannot forget Beyond the Fence's own DJ G Will. Again, G Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking for a DJ, we want to make sure that you know in the surrounding areas of Knoxville, Tennessee, or if you're looking for virtual, look, he travels. He's been to Virginia, Chattanooga. He does weddings. He does bar mitzvahs. He does birthday parties, sporting events. I even seen him do some exercise classes, Coach David. Make sure you guys connect with him at beyondthefence.org. That's beyondthefence.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company, still making it happen for businesses. If you are a new business, an existing business, and you're looking to do something different, look, God is giving you a vision and you want to make it plain. Reach into Beyond the Fence and let's talk business. Let's talk business. You can do that about buildingleaders@gmail.com. David, I'm going to go ahead and hand it back over to you because this topic is way too good for us to kind of go a little bit longer with the sponsors. But make sure you reach into us, connect with us at Beyond the Radio on Facebook where all this information will be as well.
Yes. Thank you for that, Coach Shay. So, yes, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. We just sitting up here. If you're just tuning in, you know, we are talking about being on the rough side of the mountain, not understanding there is a smooth side. And we really want to mature. We don't want to stay in captivity. We don't want to stay in bondage. We don't want to stay in, we don't want to keep having a poor mindset. And we got to understand we have people making us feel like if you try to gain, I'm not going to even say wealth. I'm going to say stability. People make you feel like, well, you know, it's hard to get into heaven now, you know, a rich man. But it's not even about a lot of money. It's just about what you can afford so you won't put other people in bad positions trying to enable, help you out when it can become enabling. Whether it's drug addiction, alcoholism, not paying your, and if you allow these things to where you can't pay your bills, if you always have to borrow, you go out, you never pay for it, somebody got to pay for it for you, those little things where people take for granted. But at some point, if you're saying, you're talking about kingdom, well, you should be walking in royalty. And there, you know, much is given, much is required. So there's a character that, but you must represent when you are saying you are a king or a queen, and you in the kingdom under authority of the Most High God. Coach A.
Yes, sir. Yes. He was about to go in, Coach David, and I was like, let me go ahead and buckle my seatbelt and get my own notes out because I know that I'm going to be taking some listening to you talk. I was actually talking with our church today in service, and I was saying to myself, while in praise and worship, I had to stop praise and worship, no music, and really just wanted to minister to the people that are there. You know, every Sunday I noticed that we come in, and we come in so routine, right? We know that we have to get the chairs, the tables. We got to put out the stuff for the guests. We got to do, and it becomes like how we do at work. You know that you're going to get up every Monday through Friday. If you have work, you're going to go into the job. You're going to clock in. You're going to do everything that you do. And Sunday has just become the same thing. And so many people are numb to how to do church, that people either forgot how to be the church or even how to walk in a certain level of deliverance, right? Because we do so many events, I know what freedom looks like. So when you see people who are just kind of robotic, and that's exactly how the church has become, as a people, very robotic. And what happens, Coach David, when you wear a pair of shoes too long? Ladies, you may not know this, Coach David. I think you do because you wear boots for work. But women, when you wear heels, if you have the heels on too long, you get a certain callus on your foot. You get what we call a callus. And this callus, it hardens up. And for a while, that callus being there, you won't feel any pain. You don't even know that you need to be healed at that point of time. You know that it's there, but you don't even know that you need to be healed because you can't feel it. And so that's how we become just simply going to church. We've become kind of inhuman because we've gotten so spiritually bound that we are no earthly good. And then we become so naturally bound that we don't know how to even tap into the spirit. It's an oxymoron, Coach David.
Yes, it
so
is.
You have people battling in the mind every single day about deliverance. We hear it every day, deliverance. Leandra Johnson has a song entitled Deliver Me, and at the end she says, this is my exodus, and we will sing that song to no end, still while not being delivered. And so I challenged everybody today to really just understand, and I talked to you about this today earlier, that at some point we've gotten so accustomed to not being delivered from something that I wonder if we really would know what it feels like to be delivered. I saw it yesterday while we were at an event. A young lady, she was coming through buying T-shirts, and she was also, you know, patronizing other tables. And she was so nice. She bought two shirts from us. And she went on to the next table, and somebody started praying with her. And she started, and I'm talking about, like, she just started shouting. She started speaking things. You said the tongue is powerful, but she was like, you got to let me go. You can't have me, you know. And I'm sure she didn't walk in like that, Coach David.
Right.
She wasn't walking in with the same tongue that she was being delivered from. And so she was really, but then there was some things that had to happen because, you know, she was going a bit wild. And so we had to calm her down so that she can understand, like, you still got to be in control. You know, that's a whole nother topic. But she was set free. She was set free. She was set free. And set free doesn't necessarily mean you do have to hoop and holler. Setting free doesn't mean you have to jump all around. Setting free doesn't mean you have to be slaying on the floor for 15 hours. Setting free just means that you said with your own mouth that whatever it is that's holding me back, I no longer want it. Not only saying it, believing it, and then living like that every day. If it's, I can't get a car because of my credit, then what should they do, Coach David?
Get your credit right.
If it's, look, I'm tired of not having food on the table. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of not having enough money to get what my kids need. What do they need to do, Coach David?
Better go get you a job.
Go get your money. You can't borrow from me.
And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people stay in bondage because they feel that the free people is the devil.
Come on.
You know?
Now you're talking. I hear you.
And that's just being honest and cast judgment. And they'll feel like, well, you need to give it back to God. It's like, well, that's the problem. Like, I'm already being used because I already got the tools. God gave me the tools. Like, God did God's job already. Now it's up to me to be the creator in my own life because God gave me that power. If you believe that you can trample over scorpions and snakes, if you believe you can say to this mountain and tell this mountain to move, it's the mountain of your life. You know, whatever's in front of you, you can get it to move. The way you can trample over scorpions and snakes because snakes are poisonous. So you got to know who is who in your life. Sometimes you got to change the people you around because when you was around the same deadbeat people, you're going to remain deadbeat. If you continue to be around these people who stay on that rough side and not really progressing to get to the smooth side, then you only holding yourself down.
Yeah.
Those scorpions come with a sting.
Yeah.
Life is going to sting you. Right?
Yeah.
Life is going to sting you. Things are going to come in your way. Things are going to come in your path. Let me tell you why. Because other people, it's out of your control. But how you handle it.
Yeah.
It's how you still be set free coming out of the bondage. Because you'll be able to move different. You'll start thinking different. When things start happening, when life take a turn, then you just adjust to it because you realize that this is life. Life takes turns. But
that's
how will I overcome what I thought was going to happen? See, because what I thought was going to happen didn't happen, but it don't mean that my goals still won't be met. I just have to learn how to, you know, really navigate. But you have to have your eyes open and don't be with the blind leading the blind. Because the Bible says you will all fall into a ditch. So if you want to stay with the person who's always in bondage every Sunday, I'm not picking on no one. I want you to be set free. I see the same person say, the devil is busy, y'all. The devil did this, the devil did that, the devil did this, the devil did that, giving the devil all the credit. Because when you blame it on the devil, you don't take the responsibility. So it's easier for you to blame the devil and say, I'm going to wait on God because you're not putting in the work. You're taking the blame off yourself. But when we start blaming ourselves, we can start walking different. And we'll be set free. I'm sorry, Coach Shay. You know I keep going.
Oh, look, you know, I love to hear you talk, so I think it's just a blessing for all of us to even hear it. You touched on something, too. One thing that really, what really pushed me today to talk with the church the way I did today was because they were very, very distracted by some things that happened, like you said. When they got there this morning, one of somebody forgot keys. So that means they couldn't open up the door. Then they finally got the car. They got the door to the keys, but then they didn't get in the closet. And so people really didn't know how to function or to operate when the course changed, right? So instead of it being, here's what we need to do, everybody was kind of stuck because what was normal to us wasn't there, right? Some people got time-driven. And it was like, well, we got to start this at this time. And so Apostle T, shout out to her, Apostle Teresa, Apostle Willie Smith at New Covenant Church. This was the Cedar Town, but they also have Gaston and Piedmont locations. Apostle T said, just start praying, right? Like, if you don't know what else to do, she just said, just start praying. And so even in the midst of the prayers, and I love my family. Like, honestly, I stopped doing what I was doing just so that they can be educated the way we're educating you all tonight, that there's so much more in front of us. But because we get distracted, we don't understand that we aren't truly walking in the freedom. True. Freedom means I'm going to come to church, and just because it's not the same as it was last Sunday doesn't mean that I can't have church. It just means I have to do church a different way today. It doesn't mean when I went to the event yesterday, Coach David, the keyboard player didn't show up. The drummer came, but the keyboard player didn't. I know how I would typically worship with things like on my phone or whatever, but the drummer, he sounded so good. I just started worshiping with the drummer.
Took it back to Africa. That's all they need to hit the drum.
And here's the thing. I encourage people even in that, and that seems to be the rolling theme this weekend. People, don't get distracted. Don't lose focus. Even as Pastor T was talking today, she said, Shay, she said, look at that box underneath the table. And the box said in bold letters, focus. So going back into, and she started laughing because she was like, you said it earlier. I heard you say it about 10 times, and you carried a box in that said focus. So here's the thing. The young man, the reverend that we were just talking about, Reverend Barnes, who even created the song Rough Side of the Mountain, said it was a prayer at first. He said, God, I'm tired of going through the things that I'm going through. The car is moving, it's shaking, it's wiggling, it's about to go out. And if it goes out, I'm on this road. I'm not even going to be able to get to nobody. The nearest store is 20 miles away. There's no mechanics, no gas station, no nothing. So how am I going to get it? Then he said, look, he took his mind off of it for a second and said, but there's other things that I'm going through. And when it seems like everybody else is going up the smooth side, I keep going up the rough side. And look, what the enemy means for bad, God's going to get the good, because he did the prayer so long that when he came to himself, he said, that's when I realized the car was no longer shaking. I made it to my destination.
That's right.
Go ahead, Coach David.
That's right. And that's the thing. When you come into this, you should be coming with the, like, begin with the end in mind.
I love it. Yeah.
Begin with the end in mind. You got to already have a destination. And then guess what? If you don't go nowhere, then you're not going to reach your destination. People are trying to be carried instead of walking. And when everybody
That's good.
Well, watch this. Well, let me tell you what's unfair, and watch this now. Anytime somebody carry you, they got to walk. They got to walk. They putting in the work. with you, extra weight, carrying you. But they're walking. And then you get mad when somebody say, all right, my back is hurting. My feet is hurting. My arms is hurting. I got to put you down. Because I can't continue to carry this weight. It's too heavy. You stay on the rough side way too long for me. And God got something greater for me. Going to the smooth side of the mountain. It's been rough, but I can't stay in it. I refuse to stay in it. That ain't how God operates in my life. We got to start speaking more power. And when you speak more power, walk in the power that you speak in. But if you don't take the steps, then you're not going to get no results. Because zero plus zero, zero minus zero, zero times zero, zero divided by zero equals zero. They got it all in common. Zero equals zero. So if you don't put in no work, you'll get a zero outcome.
Yeah.
Who wants to be set free? Who want to be set free? Come on the smooth side of the mountain, y'all.
Come on. I love it.
You going to the smooth side. Coach, are you going to the smooth side of the mountain?
I love it. That's our remix. That's the Beyond the Fence remix.
I'm coming up, boom, 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 boom. I'm on the smooth side of the mountain, and I do. That's what we gonna talk about. Yeah, hey, we probably, but you know, I'll probably be like, we on the smooth side of the mountain, and then we sliding down. We gonna slide. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, well, I'm
that's gonna come out soon. That's gonna come out soon.
Yeah, we're on the smooth side of the mountain. See, I just now got it. All right, me. I hear that single. Oh, hey, smooth side of the mountain. Y'all see, we just made it up right here. New single, smooth side of the mountain. That's right. But, man, I just want to say, listen, y'all, July 30th, July 30th, that is the concert. Yes, Lithonia, Georgia is going down. Let's do this. It's going to be fun. Finish tour. And, you know, this was going to be the finale, but, you know, we got blessed even much more, you know, with some shows, so with some bookings. So, you know, if you're in the Atlanta area, Douglasville, Powder Springs, Dallas, Austell, Lithonia, all them areas, come and have a good time. Coach A.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. Make sure you guys come out. Bring your kids. Let them have a lot of fun, especially with school starting back in August. Give them something to kind of go back to school with, you know, some positivity, just some positivity. There's been a lot of killings. There's been a lot of death. There's just been a lot of COVID. There's been a lot of everything. Let this be the day that the kids just, you know, let their hair down. I don't care if you're not in the Georgia area. I want you, if we encourage you to share the information. You'll be able to find it on our Beyond the Fence page and our Beyond the Radio page, looking on Instagram. But I don't care if you're in the Georgia area or not. Share the information. People always ask, what can we do to help? Share the information. You may not know someone in the area, but someone that you know and connected to may know someone in the area. So make sure you share the information.
That's true. I appreciate that. That was awesome. So with that being said, we see you guys next week. Where that music at? Where that music at?
Music at. Music at. Music at.
Beyond the fifth in the building, save it, we can change the world if we just stick